The following programming is sponsored by Mancini Media. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
This is Liberty Bell Smack with your hosts, Mark Mancini, Marianne Castello, and Danielle Orsino. Talking sports, entertainment, and hot topics. Let's get the conversation started on Liberty Bell Smack, right here, right now.
And you are listening to Liberty Bell Smack right here on WWDB AM Talk 860. And you can find us here every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's prime time drive time for you folks in the East. You're not here, don't worry. If you're not in Philly and you can't tune in on WWDB AM Talk 860 or it's gone dark, those people in Philly know what we're talking about. No worries. You can find us on HD2 radio station 97.5, or you can listen to us anytime, anywhere by downloading the WWDB radio app, or you could go to WWDBAM.com, click listen live, or better yet, you could call to listen or talk to us at 888-329-3306. And you can find us on Facebook Live on the WWDB page or the Liberty Bell Smack page right now if you want to see us live. I am your host, Marianne Castello, and I have a dynamic presence in the realm of holistic health and wellness, serving as a board-certified holistic health practitioner and a licensed massage therapist. Beyond my clinical practice, I remain a prominent figure in media, hosting my own TV and radio shows, and as a motivational speaker. I'm a best-selling, award-winning, and critically acclaimed author from the Los Angeles Tribune, and I'm passionate about music and currently touring the world with Nectar, the legendary rock band. But that is enough about me, because she's sitting in the green room looking as pretty as ever, and she has a string of awards under her belt. She's a celebrity fantasy novelist who dreams of crafting immersive realms for her audience. Her compelling word weaving pays homage to a multitude of personal muses, from Chris Claremont and George Perez to Anne Rice, Jim Henson, and Wonder Woman. She currently resides in the Vale with her pups, Carlos and Penelope. She's writing, cosplaying, ignoring the real world, watching football, practicing martial arts, which I think she's mastered. We'll find that out. And let's welcome our host, Danielle Orsino. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Marianne. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It is such a great evening. We have so many fans listening in tonight that we are going to get to each and every one of you, as I have promised. Personally promised. I promise that. Danielle, it's going to be a great show, but I have to get right to it right now. Okay? For everybody who listened to us last Thursday, we were telling everybody it was the fight. It was going to be the fight of the year. And if you remember, it was Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. And it was the highest grossing combat event in Texas at $18.1 million. There was over 70, I think it clocked in at 72,000 fans that were actually in the stadium in Texas, right?
AT&T, yep.
And I am sorry. I watched the 8-round fight. Okay. I did watch it. And I have to tell you, if Jake Paul got $40 million for that fight, right? And Tyson got $20 million for that fight, I can tell you the slugfest of Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano.
That is the one.
We'll get into that one. But I have to say that this Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, okay, I understand there were 72,000 people that were there. But according to what I have read, they said that there was over 65 million people trying to watch it on Netflix. So everybody saw buffering,
yes,
little circle, buffering. And I'm like, okay, this is frustrating because now you're like thinking you're missing the fight. And then you're like, do I get out of this or do I wait for it to buffer or do I just restart it? And it was like just that alone. But I got to tell you, for being so aggravated, saying, okay, I'm going to miss the knockdown. I'm going to miss him, knock him out.
What'd we miss?
Do you agree with me? It was
the most, I fell asleep during parts of it because first of all, it was on so late.
Yes.
Because I think Jake Paul took so long to get from the room, from the locker room to the ring. And by the way, he did come out to I Can Feel It in the Edge of the Night.
Right.
Coming, which in the air of the night, which we kind of said it would be cool if Tyson did it. He did it. But he took so long in his little toy truck that half of it was just waiting for him to come out. I don't know. And I think they spent most of the money on the light up floor instead of the servers. So it was just buffering. And I was bored. I was so bored. Oh, I was waiting for this big, like Clash of the Titans.
And I have to tell you, like, Paul beating Tyson. Tyson was 58 years old, and Tyson was good. He did have a knee injury, you could see, with the brace on his leg and stuff. But he was in there. But I got to tell you something. I want to say it was like, if my memory serves me right, about fourth or fifth round. It almost looked like it was staged.
He was holding back.
There was something not right. Because normally, you know, when he had him near the ropes, you know Tyson back in the day, he would be up in there and one left, it was done. There's something wrong with this fight. There was something wrong.
Okay. All right.
Go for it. Just go for it, Danielle.
All right.
Just
first of all, a couple things. The knee injury. Yes. As another health professional, did you notice he had no problem moving laterally?
No. And if you had a knee injury, you would not be able to do that.
Exactly. So that I got to call BS on that one.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Because I'm looking around and I'm like, he has no problem with his lateral movement at all.
Right.
He actually looked pretty good dancing around.
Yes, he
so
did.
I'm like, BS. He was not moving forward at all. And Tyson always was aggressive with that. Once he had you going backwards, he does not stop.
No, he doesn't.
In the fifth round, he had Paul lined up. Paul was dropping his hands a lot. Paul's not a technically good fighter. I don't care what anybody says. All the fights he's had have always been hand-picked. He fights beneath him.
Right.
He was dropping his hands so low. And the reason it bothered me is, as a point sparrer, that's something we do to draw you in.
Right.
His stance was a point sparrer martial artist stance at one point, which is what we do to draw you in. But we know to get him right back up. And we take a certain distance when we do that. You don't do that with Tyson. That's the last person I would drop my hands with. It felt disrespectful, but it also felt like I know nothing's going to happen.
Right.
So I can do this. But in the fifth round, Tyson had a clear punch. He copped back and then he pulled. So no. This, I think, I'm sorry, people. You can all get on my case for this. I believe this was a setup for a three. I think they're going to fight again. I think Tyson's going to win the second one. And then the third one's going to be the big, like, oh my gosh, tiebreaker moment. I think this whole thing was a setup. I feel duped. Going by how Tyson looked training, that right. didn't match what I saw in the ring at
no,
all.
No, not even close.
Not even. Because my thought was he's going to come out and just end this thing quick. Even if you're like, oh, he's 58. Does he have, you know, the stamina, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Why wouldn't he just end it? And then him bowing to him with 15 seconds left and being like, oh, I'm so respectful.
Oh.
You're respectful. Then that means this whole thing has been a show. This is not two fighters that are like, oh, I respect you because you've been fighting for so long. You're skilled, blah, blah, blah. No, this whole thing was a wrestling match. I felt like I was watching the WWE. And right. it's just been pomp and circumstance. Even down to, I mean, Tyson showing his butt was a whole other, like, I'm like, how am I seeing this? It was just, I don't know. I felt duped by the end of it. The Serrano fight was the only thing I was interested in. But it just, the whole thing, I was just like, what am I watching here? I was waiting for Tyson to just unleash and it looked like he was holding himself back. So while everybody's like, oh, he looks his age. No, he looks like he's holding himself back. And it looks like he was told, don't do it.
Something wasn't right. And
it just stopped.
And you know what's crazy? The BetMGM said the fight was its most bet boxing or mixed martial arts fight, taking three times the number of bets and four times the money of any combat sport in the sportsbook's history.
There you have it. I mean, boxing has always been a little it's been a little shady. Out of all the sports, when it comes to betting, boxing's always been a little like, that's where you kind of, that's where they get involved, you know? And then you had, I think it was DraftKings. One of them was like telling you how to bet. It's like, this is what this means. It means you can make, you put in $100, you can make X amount of dollars. Like they were giving you all of it. And I'm like, I don't remember this ever happening in a sport where they explain to you, go on your app right now, and this is how you can bet. Like, I just, these betting apps, I think, are just killing these sports. But I don't know. I just felt like the whole thing was a setup.
But you know what? I have to give it. I have to admit this. I have never seen a woman's boxing match.
Oh, okay? Really? Christy never. Martin?
No.
Oh, my God.
I missed them. I'm admitting that. So I sat there. And I was wondering, well, why would they have Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano just before the actual heavyweight fight? I am going to tell you this. Those girls should have made the millions of dollars. Okay.
Easy.
It was not only a slugfest. I mean, Amanda Serrano, she, above her right eye, I believe it was the right eye, right? Katie Taylor has big, for those who didn't watch the fight, she has like kind of a bigger head. Yeah. She kind of has a bigger head, and she had those big braids on her head.
It was also her stance. She's very hunched when she fights. She leans very forward, so she's going to headbutt you. She does it specifically for that.
Well, I got to tell you, it's like, I don't even know how to put it in words. It's like she went, she headbutted her. She said it was an accident. I don't know about this now. The first time I thought maybe because of the way what you're saying, how she's standing.
Very hunched. She's very,
And then you could see her headbutting about, what is it, another 2 to 3 times during the fight? The same stance.
And rubbing the braid.
And rubbing the braid in a cut. This poor girl had skin hanging from her eyebrow to her eye. And she had a bone sticking out. But you know what? This girl, Amanda Serrano, had such heart that the referee wanted to stop that fight when he seen it. And not even that, the blood just dripping down her
face.
The
corner guy was like, yo, get over here, dog. It don't look good.
It doesn't look good. And they were trying to stop it. And with her heart, she's like, I want to go. I want to go. I want to go.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, that's going to leave a scar. You're going to need a good plastic surgeon. She didn't care. I couldn't believe it.
And she's southpaw. Oh. She's southpaw. I'm a southpaw. I never see women southpaw. I love her. I love her. She's a Rican. She's got heart, and she's a southpaw girl. I loved it. I loved everything about it until she lost. Because I'm sorry, that chick won. And the reason I think this whole thing was rigged was the president of MVP, the promoter who put this on, when Taylor got the point deduction for the fourth headbutt and the little rub, when the referee said point and had the talk with her, he got up and pushed his chair and threw it back and was screaming, no, I'm sorry. You're the promoter. You're neutral.
Right.
What do you care? Unless you always knew that Taylor was winning with a unanimous thing, because then if she's got a point deduction, it's kind of hard to play the unanimous when that fight was as close as it was at that point. In time. Serrano, to me, there was no way it could go unanimous, to in my opinion. And I've been in the ring. That was not, no. There was no way. You could even go, maybe you could go split, maybe. And that's really pushing it. But Serrano, to me, was aggressive. She was cleaner. I thought Taylor, now I know she was coming off an injury and all that stuff, but I thought Taylor looked a little more sluggish in the footwork. She was a little sloppier in the footwork to me.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It was sloppier. I thought Serrano was cleaner to come up 3 divisions. That's hard.
Yeah.
That's very hard.
If I gain weight, I come up in 3 divisions a whole nother way.
Yeah, I'm doing it a little differently. I'm not doing it that way exactly.
And it's not to get a title fight while I'm gaining weight.
I'm doing it differently.
Just saying.
But yeah, that's going very different. And Serrano's mixed martial arts as well.
Yes.
And you could tell when they clinched. And that's another thing. Taylor kept clinching just to catch her breath.
Yes.
That bothers me. But when she clinched, if you watch Serrano, she put her left leg back, like she was getting ready to knee. And she would close her elbows. So you knew cardio-wise, she was also just better because she's used to using legs, upper body. There's just a different stamina needed. So I just thought, now it was Serrano all the way. I thought that was the best fight of the night. I thought the guys before, Barrios and those guys, I thought Barrios was good. That was a very clean fight before. But no, the Serrano fight, that poor girl was robbed left, right, but sideways.
You know what was great about it? Her sportsmanship. She didn't have a hissy fit inside the ring. You know what I'm saying? She was just like, you could tell she was upset.
Yeah.
You could see she was upset. Who wouldn't be after all that? But who wouldn't be upset? But I will say, she, you know how some people might run around and be angry and do all this?
No, yeah, she was.
You can see it, and with good reason, but her sportsmanship through it was amazing.
No, she was.
She was robbed. She did it with class, exactly.
She was a
class
act.
That's what I loved about her. And you know what? Speaking about class acts.
Yes.
We have people who sponsor our show, and we absolutely thank our fans, and we'll get into more about, you know, sponsorships, but we want to play for you right now someone who's come forward, and we are proud to have him as part of the Liberty Bell Smack family. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of Liberty Bell Smack with myself, Marianne Costello, and Danielle Orsino right after this. Part of every meal prepared at Daniela's Delicious Delights is a story of tradition, love, and the comforting warmth of family. Inspired by generations of Italian cooking, we bring you authentic homemade dishes that turn every family gathering and small event into a memorable feast. It's not just about eating, it's about experiencing the joy and connection that only comes from sharing good food with loved ones. Tasty, delicious, and savory. Daniela's Delicious Delights. Get your order today by visiting danielasdeliciousdelights.com. That's Danielas, deliciousdelights.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the indie publishing process? On the Page Author Services is here to help you. From editing and social media management to marketing and advertising and building your newsletter, we handle all the details so you can get back to what you love, writing. Whether you're an established author in need of personal assistance services or just starting out, we've got the expertise to guide you. Simplify your author journey with On the Page Author Services, where your success is our passion. Visit OTPAuthorservices.com today and book your free consultation.
And we are back right here on Liberty Bell Smack on WWDB AM Talk 860. And Danielle, I have to tell you, you're not the only Danielle. I have a Daniela that you just heard.
I just heard for 2 seconds. I was like, that's not me.
That's not you. And I'm going to explain this whole scenario if I can set it up for you. Okay.
Please do.
So you know the book that I'm in Born to Risk, right?
Yes.
And this book here is an entire movement that if you go to borntorisk.com, you will find out it's to support the veterans. And when people purchase this book, they are helping get Thanksgiving dinner for homeless veterans, Christmas cards for hospitalized veterans, and just a passion for service is what Emilio Roman has. But his wife has a Delicious Delights, Daniela's Delicious Delights that you just heard. Now, how do I know about this? I have a very big announcement. Are you ready? Okay.
Get comfortable. I'm ready.
This past weekend, I attended the 2-year anniversary celebration of BOM Global, which means Building a Leadership Mindset. And it's run by Nikki Cuesta, this group, and Ladies of Leadership. And it was ladies that came from all around the country. And if they couldn't, they even did it virtually, this event. It was wonderful. Okay. And in there, I'd like to say the new book was launched. Our Everyday Hero Stories of Impact and Gratitude. And this is the new book. I'm so excited to be a part of this collaboration. And talking about heroes that have changed our lives. Well, with this event, Nikki had all kinds of celebrations. She was honoring women from around the world for their accomplishments and all. And I'm proud to say that when they did giveaways, they picked names out of a hat. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was a box. And my name got chosen. And I won a beautiful, beautiful gift from one of the members there. And it says, make memories. But what I loved about it, it had a bag in there with smudge sticks to get rid of all negative energy around you.
Oh, very cool. Yes.
Had different teas like chamomile tea, her own blends like to comfort mm-hmm. you. Then you had stuff to empower you and lip balms. And this thing was fantastic, right? But there was food there. And Daniela's Delicious Delights, she made the pastries. Now, I'm Italian, you're Italian, right? So I have to tell you that I think my hips, the left hip and the right hip are even because I did eat some of these and it was truly fantastic food. So I am going to tell you, if you ever have an event that you need food for, mm-hmm. you just go to Daniela's Delicious Delights. You will find tasty, delicious, and savory. And on top of it, when you meet Daniela in person, she's got one of those personalities that as soon as you walk in the room, it just sunshine lights up. She's one of those people. And she's in the Philly area. So all you Philly listeners that are listening and even those people in New Jersey who are listening, she does do all events. So please reach out to her. Because when I tell you, you know me, I'm a foodie. We all know that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I am telling you, it was absolutely incredible and delicious. And you can go on there. You'll see all the testimonials of people that have used her cooking. And I've always read about it, mm-hmm. but I never had the experience of tasting it. Well, I got to tell you, it lives up to its reputation. Daniela's Delicious Delights. I had to just say that to her because I know she's listening. Thank you, Daniela.
We need some cannolis in here. That's what we got to do. Tyler, you got to run down there and then just like FedEx them to us. So on air, we can have some cannolis.
We can
from
actually.
Daniela's Delicious Delights. That's what we got to do. We got to have a cannoli eating day.
Or a food review. How about that? I would take a food review.
Yes.
I would definitely do that. And then while you're doing that, you could read the book that was from Bomb Global, Our Everyday Heroes. This is the new book, brand new, hot off the press as of this Saturday.
Very cool.
So I'm very excited about this new book. And the ladies of leadership, that everybody there had a story. Everybody there had resilience and how to come back, but also how to help each other. And that's what we're trying to do here on this show. And we've been talking about it. How can mm-hmm. we give back to our listeners, right?
Yep.
So here's what I'm going to say. You can advertise your business on Philadelphia radio and you can reach above and beyond. And those are your words, Danielle. Okay. Reach above and beyond. So thank you for that. For people who are not aware, there's 2,213,100 Philadelphia consumers that are waiting to hear from your business. So when you're in the Delaware Valley area, small business owners want to reach the local consumers who get this. Spend $91.8 billion at retail this year alone. And radio to advertising is the most effective and affordable option, right? We've been telling that to people. So you came up with an idea, since we're authors, because when we have new books that come out, and everybody knows this, it's hard to sometimes get those sales because it's not something you see every day. And I'm holding these two up in particular, Born to Risk and Everyday Heroes, because you had a brilliant idea. Can you share that?
Maybe it's brilliant. As an author, especially indie authors now, and when I say indie, I mean anybody who's not with the big three. If you're with the big three, call anyway. But you want to get a little book trailer out because they need to hear about it. So our thought was 15-second to 30-second book trailer. Your tagline, website where we could find the book, a little bit, just a little kind of hook. And get it out, especially now it is the holiday season. I know I can't believe that. Shopping has already started because let's face it, you walk into Barnes & Noble and it's the same TikTok books. It's that table of the exact same books. Yep. Sarah J. Maas, The Fourth Wing, whatever it is. Everybody's got those books already. So you want to impress somebody, get your book out, and somebody's going to go, oh, I haven't heard of that. Let me try it. Or you do something like, hey, if you like this, you'll love that. You know, and you kind of do your book with a TV show. That's a quick 30-second thing.
Right.
You know, like it's quick. It's good. Like if I was going to do Locked Out of Heaven or Thine Eyes of Mercy, I might do, if you like The Tudors, then you'll like Thine Eyes of Mercy, kind of give my little spiel and boom. And then I open it up to people. So if you are an indie author, let's try a quick 15 to 30 second trailer and we'll advertise it here.
I think that's a great way. We could even bring them on. How about bringing them on for a minute or two a show? We could get to know your face with your book. So that can really help. And if you're not aware, 90% of consumers listen to Philadelphia radio each week. This is far more than who watch TV or read a newspaper anymore. This includes listeners of all generations. You know, Generation X, Y, and Z. And the boomers, millennials, everybody. So most importantly, according to Advertising Age magazine, radio advertising delivers a better return on your investment than television, newspaper, and social media at times. So please reach out to us, because you help us, we will help you. And in this particular genre, we know all about it. And we know all of the roadblocks you can hit. We know everything about it and we want to help you. So just drop us a line at info@libertybellsmack.com. Again, that's info@libertybellsmack.com. And we will get back to you immediately. And we can help today by, you know, discussing your next steps and hear your ideas as well, because we like to hear other people's ideas and what they are thinking. And then seeing how we can help each other. And that also goes for doctors. I'm still trying to get the lawyer firm on that wants to explain these wild charges for sending a fax. I still want to know these billable hours. And if you're different or you want to tell me how we, you know, how this happens, we want to hear from you too, because we'd love to give you a spot and really, you know, get Philadelphia to know you. But here's the catch, Danielle. Since we're on Facebook Live, because WWDB has been so gracious to us and our chosen producer, Tyler,
has
joined us now, I see, is that you can watch this on Facebook Live, which then goes all over the world. And then Tyler there changes this show here to a podcast, which you can find on WWDB site, which is always there that you can have for your listeners to hear your commercial in the shows. So it's constantly giving, and it could be a worldwide thing. So if you have a service that's not brick and mortar and you need a place to advertise your business, it could be a mail service. It could be anything. We can make sure that your word gets out there. So, you know, please help us help you. That's what I'm trying to say.
And we're not breaking the bank.
Wait a minute. Was that from...
help me to help you to help me
Jerry
to help
McGuire,
you.
Jerry Maguire, you help me and I'll help you. You know that line that he was doing in that movie? I just got that very second. Sorry.
There you go. But the big thing is, like I said, we're not breaking the bank, because we know what it's like also to be authors when it comes to that. And that's a big deal, because I know when I've tried to do marketing things, they're like, it's so easy. We're going to get you out here. And I'm like, great. How much does it cost? And they're like, so for the low, low price of $999. And I'm like, what? Excuse me, huh? And I'm like, and I'm out. Because what am I doing with that? I can't, it doesn't get me anything. So I think, you know, that's part of something that we understand. And even the mom and pop shops out there and things like that, we're not, you know, we get it.
Well, I'll tell you this. This is great. Daniela Delicious Delights is listening. And she wrote in and said, thank you so much for the shout out and the beautiful testimony. But then she says, I'm definitely opening to gifting a meal to you ladies if you have someone to pick it up. Tyler. She's like, pastries, maybe not, but pasta and other meals are a great specialty. He's holding up numbers there.
For $999. Yeah. No. Somebody actually said that to me. That's what they did. And I was just like, Daniela, we're in. Figure it out. We're in.
And I'm going to mention this before we even get off the air, because She's definitely listening. And I do want to give a shout out. A listener that's come back is Mr. Mickey Delaney. He's saying, hey, beautiful Marianne and beautiful Danielle. He's sending his regards. And then, well, he says other things. And you have Anthony Bella, who's listening in Italy, because he's in Italy right now, and he is giving an applause mark on here. So ciao, Bella. And believe it or not, that's his last name, so I could get away with it. Ciao, Bella. So thank you so much for tuning in. And Danielle just wrote it and said, you got it. So I hope that, you know, she sees that I'm a foodie. It's no joke. I love Italian food. You know what, though? Speaking of food, I have to do this real quick. Did you make your shopping list for next Thursday, which is Thanksgiving?
No. My husband has asked me, he's like, so I'm thinking of going to Costco tomorrow. And literally he said that. I just felt my shoulders go, oh, no, I haven't done it yet. I did order the turkey though. I did do that. I did that. So I feel like that's 2 points for me. Like, okay, that's done. No, I haven't done anything though. Oh my gosh. Did you?
No.
Okay.
I mean,
I thought you were going to tell me like, yeah, things are prepped. I'm all set. And I was going to be like, oh dear Lord. Today is Thursday. Oh God, it's a week away.
I was just talking about Italian food. Now I realize there's like maybe a turkey involved here and some stuff. Oh, and it's next week because we are going to have a Thanksgiving day.
The turkey.
Celebration right here on WWDB during Liberty Bell Smack because we are on the air. So we have to watch what we eat before we get on the air. Hint to the both of you. We must not eat too much tryptophan or we're going to be in trouble. Definitely.
I feel like I got to stretch a little bit because I didn't realize it's like next week. Like, okay, I got this.
Well, here's something. Yeah. Danielle just wrote, check out my website and we could choose our meal. She said tiramisu is her specialty dessert of hers, but I wonder if she could rescue Thanksgiving, folks. I don't know. I have to think about that. Could you imagine?
I have to do so much. Oh, okay. Not to get off the Thanksgiving thing, but this reminds me of something.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Tyler. This, you and me right here. okay. First of all, I'm wearing a vest.
Yes,
this is my Jareth Goblin King moment. Yes, I know. I said Jareth last week. Everybody already jumped on me on Instagram and they were like, you should know it. I know. It's Jareth. Okay. The Goblin King is Jareth. And I got a lot of love. And there were a lot of people who were like, he was one of my first crushes. You see, then I got a lot of people who were like, that movie's messed up. So here's a fun factoid for everybody. David Bowie was supposed to kiss Jennifer Connelly in the ballroom scene. And he was the one who was like, yo, that's gross. He's like, I ain't doing that. He's like, I'm 39. She's 15. And he was the one that took a lot of the innuendo out. And he was like, we ain't doing that. So we're giving Bowie some credit. But a lot of people agreed he was hot in the movie and agreed with me. So my little blue vest is in honor of Jareth. I know it's Jareth. I was on a lot of meds last week, guys. All right. So Jared came out. But it's Jareth. I know. And they are a go for Labyrinth 2. Brian Henson has announced, he announced this past February, then he made another announcement that they are getting very close. It will be in production. I think they have a writer, but the director is from Doctor Strange. I think it's Multiverse of Madness, Doctor Strange's director. I believe that's it.
Sam Raimi?
Be doing it. Then it's the first one. It's not Sam Raimi. Then it's the guy who did the first one. He will be doing it. Everybody wants Tom Hiddleston to reprise David Bowie's role because they don't want a CGI. They don't want a, you know, anything fake Bowie. They want somebody new to step in. And they said that they will take care of the little age issue this go round. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know if we're getting like a grown up. I have no idea. But they're doing a Labyrinth too. So I'm just saying a lot of people agreed Bowie hot. That's it.
Do you think they're going to bring Jennifer Connelly back again?
I don't know. I think it might be interesting if it was her daughter or something. That could be like,
so kind of like a Peter Pan 2 Return to Neverland sort of situation. Is that what you're asking for?
No, better than that. I'm sure we could go better than that. Something. Or what if it was her brother's kid? Instead of Connelly, it was the brother. The little baby. something like that. Because why does it have to be Jennifer Connelly? Like, maybe we can do something with the little kid. Because he was the one that Goblin King was really after. So what if it was his kid? What if there was like a bloodline thing? I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. I haven't had time to really process. I'll talk to Brian Henson. We'll get together. We'll put our heads together. I'll let you know what he says.
You're okay? Opening up all your old fan fictions of the Goblin King, aren't you?
I didn't even know about fanfic. It was just all in here. I'll have to pull it out, though.
I'm going to say you two, Danielle and Tyler, our chosen producer, are having a little rivalry about this because it's on every show now. He's got it, the Goblin.
I know. He's hot. I'm telling you, he's hot. But okay, I'm done. David Bowie's hot in the Goblin King. That's it. I'm done. Okay, see? People agree.
I would have to agree. I do have to agree. I would. But beside that being hot, Emilio Roman just wrote in. He said he loved the commentary on the Tyson fight, and he puts totally rigged, but that's showbiz. So we have somebody. Thank you, Emilio, for
thank you, Emilio.
With what we're
thank
saying.
You. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I agree with you.
I think we might get a lot of flack for, you know, talking the way we did, but you know what?
It's the truth.
I'm calling it out. You know what, too, we forgot to mention? Did you see what? Netflix was in the dressing room of Mike Tyson?
And did his butt?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. We were.
No, yeah. Ahead.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that was, he just.
His little tushy was sticking out, and they kept it there on a viewer. And I'm thinking, you know, there's all kinds of kids watching this, and that's where they stuck. And then. It has to be funny if your thing was buffering in the buff.
On his butt.
Buffering in the buff. Buffering.
I remember just watching, like, because he does his little thing, and then he just turns around, and I'm like, he's in his jock strap. Like, that's, and then they just kept it there. I'm like, are you going to move? But then I was like, you know what? This goes with it, because you couldn't get the mics to work. Like, nothing was working on the show. So, yeah, that's about right. Showing Tyson's butt. That I feel like that just was put the exclamation point on it. And then they interviewed Jerry Jones, who somehow got the Cowboys in there. Because why not? And then Michael Irvin was in there talking about Deion Sanders being the next coach. And I'm like, this is chaos. This is a disaster. But somehow it worked. And then the greatest part was on Monday, the roof came down in AT&T station stadium when they tried to open it, a piece of the roof fell. And I kind of felt like, and there you have it. We are done now. So Monday Night Football, they open it up and the roof falls down. I'm like, if that's not Jesus coming in and being like, you rigged the fight, this is karma. I have nothing else to say.
You know what? The fight wasn't what it was all cracked up to be. But you know what? While you were looking at the moon of Tyson, you know what's really good? Deco Entertainment, if you're listening, it is that time for Mission to Mars, the new album. Here is the new CD. Come on. At least I'm not talking about Uranus.
Segue.
I'm talking about Mars.
That was a good segue. I'm going to give you that. That was good. So, are we going to say you split it in? I'm going to stop.
Well, we have
just mute me.
And you know what's exciting about this? This is the CD, right? And I know I keep talking about it, but there's exciting announcement from Deco. You have the LP. The LP has recently been released, which you know with the beautiful Purple Splatter record, okay? But here's the thing. This weekend, you are hearing it first. Coming out probably by tomorrow. Hot, hot, hot topic right here. That the new lyric video for I'll Let You In is coming out and debuting tomorrow, along with some really cool Black Friday sales that you are going to see from Deco Entertainment for all of their artists. But here's Nectar, and they are releasing it. They are going to be premiering it by this weekend. I cannot wait for everybody to see it. And for everybody who's taken that mission from Arlington, Texas, from the moon to Mars, I'm so excited to say Nectar is coming back out on tour. The dates are getting finalized. You're going to be seeing us probably March and April. Get ready, Midwest, because I know we're heading out to Chicago and to all of those areas there and all everywhere on the way. And we're starting in New Jersey at Sellersville Theater in Pennsylvania, actually. That's in Sellersville, Pennsylvania. So anybody listening on Philly, you could go to find all kinds of things, anything Nectar, at Nectar's Music, NEKTARS Music.com. And be sure to visit Deco to get your new hot
album. Gorgeous.
And they have a bundle where there is a poster of this album cover that has been personally autographed by all of us at Nectar. So this way you're getting that, a t-shirt and an album, things like that. Go check it out because it's going to be great. So thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Robin. All firsthand at Deco Entertainment. And thank you for always listening to the show, because I'm going to tell you this. We're telling people, helping people. Deco does that. Do you know they help every single artist that comes their way to see how they can help them? And they give such a personal touch that when we needed some albums here at Shalandaland Studios, they personally got in a car, drove a distance, and brought them to us personally. Not once, not twice. There's like three or four times now that they have brought us stuff. They give the personal service. You will
find that anywhere. You don't find that in publishing. You don't find that in music. No, that's never going to happen. So that's amazing.
So I'm calling them out, and I had to talk about Nectar because it was a perfect segue from talking about the moon and the Uranus and how we took our trip to Mars.
That was good. I'm going to give you that, Marianne. That was good. That was a nice little...
That's what it's all about. Giving me the laughing face, you know?
And there you go.
We have a fan saying that, well, Danielle and Marianne are hot. I just need to read that to you. It's coming from our buddy Mickey. So thank you very much for the compliment.
Mickey. Appreciate that.
That's really, really good.
Thank you.
I was told by Anthony Bella in Italy that we should deep fry the turkey. We have to deep fry the turkey. That's what his suggestion is for us.
I would love to do that, but I'm not allowed to be around flammable things like that after some certain accidents. But I totally would do it. Okay, I'm no longer allowed to play with that.
Why are you no longer, what accident? Do tell.
I have had, okay, I'm good in the kitchen up to a point. But I've had some accidents with oven mitts going on fire and things like that because I tend to get ahead of myself. Yes, but there you go.
See, people are watching. I got to set this up. If you're watching this on Facebook Live, our chosen producer, Tyler, has got a placard up and he's writing the word butt, B-U-T-T on it and holding it up for Danielle. So this is quite funny.
We're so mature. Yes. Yep. Yes. So I've set fires. That's the bottom line. I tend to set things on fire. I don't mean to, like sleeves, oven mitts.
You really go all out.
You know, it's been like the last time I did it, I was wearing a robe and I was like, oh, I'm going to cook you breakfast. I'm going to be so nice. And I had a robe on and I'm like trying to do the flip thing. And it was a gas stove. And I went and like you moved it to flip it. And I forgot about the gas stove and that it's an open flame. So I went to flip and whoosh.
And there's the flame. And you know what?
And there's the flame and I'm wearing a robe.
You
can see where this went.
You have such a great story to tell. You were born to risk in the kitchen from what it sounds like. And they always say, you know, what's your biggest risk was your greatest reward. And for you, it was getting dinner on the table, it sounds like.
I don't make breakfast for him a lot now. He does his own thing, you know, so. But I tried and that's what matters. I tried. So I've been, you know, I have bumpers when it comes to things.
Well, if you had wanted to be a little bit smarter, you probably could have gone and ordered from Danielle's Bakery.
It's Danielle's Delicious
Delights. I'm
going to
do it now.
Delicious
now
Delights.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, Danielle's Delicious Delights.
Yeah. So while I appreciate Anthony's suggestion, and I would take him up on that, I'm not allowed that. I'm no longer allowed to have swords in the house. And I'm not allowed to watch zombie movies. The sword and the zombie movies go together. Because
so do we have to give you a playpen with a lid?
He's already suggested that.
I'm just asking because it sounds like you might need that.
Okay, because let me back up for a second. I can use a katana. That is one of my weapons. Mm-hmm. I've done sword forms. I'm good with that. I believe a gun is a bad thing to have in the house. So I slept with a katana under my bed. And one day I may have gotten scared because I watched a zombie movie and he may have gotten up to go to the bathroom and there he may have come back to a sword. Okay. That's all I'm going to say.
Right.
And so the sword has been removed from under the bed now. That's it. Okay. There's no more sword under the bed. And I'm not allowed to watch zombie movies anymore because I do think the zombie apocalypse could happen, but that's a whole other story. So things like that have been removed. Sharp objects are no longer allowed around me because I get scared and I ask questions later.
So sharp but objects, I told him open he should flames, be robes. What else is not allowed near you?
But let me explain something. No,
are
Goblin King's allowed.
Shoelaces around you?
Goblin King's allowed. Yes.
So you're
allowed
okay
to have shoelaces.
You're allowed to
yes, have because I. Okay, that's. I'm not going to even talk about that. That's a whole other thing. But anyway, I told my husband he should be happy that he has a wife that doesn't panic, that can defend herself.
But
okay, that's how
but
I
it, but it seems that like you're mostly at issue of making yourself at, in danger than anybody else.
Well, no, the sword was against him. So no, it was him. Then there was the time I punched him while he was going to the bathroom. It's a thing. So, but once again, be happy that I didn't scream and that I took care of myself. See, this is good stuff. Good stuff. He does not see it that way. So sharp objects are no longer allowed under the bed, which I still think is overreacting. And no zombie movies anymore. And no big things that could explode in the kitchen. So I can't deep fry the turkey.
No. I remember one time. And Danielle, if you're listening, you might appreciate this. But I remember, you know, when you're young and you get in the middle of a project, but you realize your friends are calling and you want to go out. So you don't want to finish whatever it is you're doing. You say, I'll come out. But mine was making strawberry shortcake pastries, right? Mm. It was a cream puff. You know how little cream puffs are and you put the cream in.
Yeah.
Well, I knew that there was going to be a problem because I was looking at the clock and I was like, I got to go. So I made one giant cream puff, a nut bunch, and I put that in the oven and I was letting that rise and come to, and I threw all of the topping. I mean, it was a giant. It was like the size of a pizza, if not bigger, like a big pizza, you know, threw all the fresh strawberries in there and then put the lid on top. And my mother's looking at me and she's like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that. But I was ready to go out with my friends and I did it all in one. It took less work, just, you know, scooped it all in. And, yep. You know, you start to improvise when you get happy, you know? That's how
I see no problem with this. Okay. But I'm also banned from it. So, you know, you might be talking to the wrong person.
There's always kitchen mishaps. I mean, how many people have like blown up things in a microwave? I have. You know, you forget they're there, you know, it happens. It comes back. Your microwave is like totally a mess. There's nothing better to clean than microwave that you've like exploded an egg in. Did you ever like do an egg or something like that? And you put it in the phone rings and you forget about it and you hear boom.
Yep.
And you go back and you're like, it's everywhere. And not even that, the smell is atrocious. Like when you do something.
Oh, you can't get rid of that.
No. I try to light matches. I try to do anything I could think of, but oh.
When it's I was just a kid, unfortunately, Chick-fil-A used to wrap their like sandwiches in the, you know, the metallic wrap or whatever. And
yep.
Young me Ooh. Didn't remember that was an issue for microwaves. So I threw it in there real fast, turned it on, and immediately there was like 7 lightning strikes. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh,
it was not
no.
good.
No.
No.
To be fair, this was like when I was 7 or 8. So.
But you know what? I have to do it again one more time. I'm going to give her a shout out, okay? Because since we three of us can't seem to manage in the kitchen is what it's starting to sound like right this second. I don't know why. But if you are having trouble in the kitchen, reach out to Daniela's Delicious Delights. In the heart of every meal prepared at Daniela's Delicious Delight, it's a story of tradition, love, and the comforting warmth of family. Inspired by generations of Italian cooking, they bring you authentic homemade dishes that turn every family gathering and small event into a memorable feast. It's not just about eating. It's about experiencing the joy and connection that only comes from sharing good food with loved ones. It's tasty. It's delicious and savory. Make sure you reach out to Daniela's DeliciousDelights.com. That's DanieLas, DeliciousDelights.com. I can tell you from personal experience, you won't be sorry. Daniela's Delicious Delights. So
we're going to have to get our meal.
I just wanted to show her my appreciation because it was that good. So Tyler, awesome. Always thank you for being on cue. He's always there. You know that? Oh, she's sharing. Daniela, speaking of Daniela, she's sharing a story here. She said, one year the fire department came to our house on Thanksgiving morning because some of it, the oil leaked in the oven from the pan the turkey was in. And she said that it started a small fire. Her mother used the pan. I think that's what she's saying. She said she hasn't had any mishaps serious, though, while cooking since she was about 8. So.
Okay, I got one mishap. This was not me, though. Okay, I just want to clarify this was not me. my friend Jacob was like, I'm going to make everybody cocktails. So he took my husband's like Nutribullet. Mm-hmm. He forgot you can't put seltzer in it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
What's the deal on seltzer?
So there he is, and he's like, apple cider. And he's like, look this, I got apple cider whiskey. And he's got the whole thing going. And all of a sudden, he grabs the seltzer. And it doesn't dawn on any of us, because we're thinking, oh, he's going to pour that in the glasses, and then whatever he mixes. We don't hear him. He pours it in and hits it. And all of a sudden, we hear an explosion. We come in. He's drenched in it, and it's on the ceiling. And he's just looking at us like, what the hell happened? And my husband's like, did you put the seltzer in the Nutribullet? And he's like, yeah. And he's still not catching what happened. And he's just looking at us all. And he's like, why? And I just see Phil kind of put his head down, because now he knows this stuff is everywhere. It's on the ceiling, the cabinets. And Jacob is covered, drenched. It's on the floor. The puppies are now licking it up. So now I got drunk puppies to deal with. And he's just like, I don't understand what happened. And he's like, my husband's like, you don't get carbonation and a motorized blender. And he's like, no. And just stood there. The floor, we were sticking to the floor for 2 weeks. The Nutribullet was never the same after that, because it was all in. It was just a mess. And it took him forever. And now it's still the running joke. He's like, when my husband goes to use it, he's like, don't put anything carbonated. And we're like, Jacob, we know.
We know.
we know. We always knew.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you're ever at a party, because I did this to my sister one time. And sorry, Mom, because she helped clean it up when I totally completely denied it. But my sister came home and she was drinking for the first time in her life. That's all I'm going to say. And you could smell it on her, right? And she decides she's going to get sick. So she runs down the stairs. But unfortunately, I put Saran wrap over the toilet. You want to talk about an explosion happening when you're not least expecting it? Whoosh, everywhere. And my mom is, I know, a real clean freak. Well, just say that I've never lived that down. But it's kind of the same type of explosion you're talking
about. Yes, I was going to say, but that's close. That's close.
It's the closest thing I can come to it. But Daniela, real quick, because we almost have to go. I want to congratulate you on becoming a best-selling author. Can you please hold up your book for everybody so we can see it? You don't have it with you.
It's because it's still not, the paperback hasn't been released. This has been all on Kindle. But what I can do is I can show you the first one, which has also been number one.
Yes.
And the second one has been, Thine Eyes of Mercy has been number one for the last 3 days. They both have been number one at the same time, which is, this is Locked Out of Heaven. This is book one. But Thine Eyes of Mercy is still number one new release in teen and young adult alternative history, because it takes place during Tudor London, England time with Queen Mary the First. And yeah, this is my third day on the bestseller list for Amazon. And I'm also in the top five, you know, numbers in all the rest of my niches. So I'm pretty excited, to be honest with you, because I've never been an Amazon bestseller. I got the little banner, and I keep going back and refreshing to see if it goes away.
Well, that's good. And the fans are writing in. Daniela, too, is saying congratulations on becoming a best-selling author. And I can't believe an hour has passed. It's gone so fast.
Oh, my gosh. That went so quick.
And we have to go. But we are going to do a special Thanksgiving Day edition next week on Liberty Bell Spec right here on WWWDB. Did I say three W's? WWDB 860. And we will see you at 6 p.m. sharp. So we have to sign off right now. Thank you, Tyler, our chosen producer. I'm Marian Costello, along with Danielle Orsino on Liberty Bell Smack. And are you ready to count it down?
Ready.
Five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
One. Liberty Bell Smack.
That's what we're talking about.